Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wake up, Mike.
You wake up.
Wake up.
I feel like I'm still asleep. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Sip and Chew show.
Hey.
I'm Mike.
Stu.
Stu's there.
Yeah.
Charlie's here.
Yeah.
Everybody's
more or less.
So, anyway, what do you think about the weather, Stu?
It's finally good weather.
Yeah,
finally
absolutely.
Decent weather after 6 months of pure misery.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank God. To me, this is, you know, putting a fire out in the yard. You know, not a fire, but, you know, in the fire pit outside and drinking whatever, adult
setting
beverage.
Setting the couch on fire.
You can do that, too.
Yeah.
Probably out in the country
Virginia,
you can.
Yeah. That's what West Virginians do to celebrate things.
Okay.
They throw a couch out in the front and set it on fire.
I bet furniture sales are good up there. You have to get a new one all the time, huh?
Well, they don't celebrate much.
Oh, okay.
I think West Virginia's last national championship was in 88.
Oh.
So.
Of this century?
No.
So we're talking football. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, happy birthday to the United States Navy.
Hey,
244 years.
And it only took them how many? 240 what?
244.
Only took them 243 to invite me on.
So, anywho.
So, a special happy birthday to the men and women serving on the USS
Absolutely.
Cincinnati.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know my buddies Pete and them, they always do a lot for the Navy and the servicemen. And Tom Claxton, his show. That's a good show. Sometimes I'll catch it at night when I'm riding around.
Talking about on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Wednesday night,
the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt. I heard them the other day on the radio after Sean's show.
Yeah. They were
the other
on,
day.
On the deck of the Alabama, live.
The USS Alabama.
Well, there is no CSA Alabama anymore.
So... I feel weird in this chair. Do I look weird?
Only the shirt.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is a lovely shade of dark pink.
It was on top of the laundry pile this morning.
It was on top of your skin when you woke up this morning.
No, not like that. Excuse me. Yeah. But man, I ain't been doing much lately.
Apparently.
I don't know what to talk about. I have done nothing but work.
Work.
I should be fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, consider myself blessed.
Yeah, are you saying that 30 seconds of show prep didn't pay off?
He was asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about how much my body aches. I'm going to tell you, I know y'all got a young kitten like I do.
Yeah.
But I had to lock him up last night. I had to put him in.
Getting in the way of the football game?
No, I was trying to go to bed. and I just had to go lock him in the bathroom and close a couple more doors down the hallway so I couldn't hear him whine. Mm-hmm. He's just driving me. He was on top of everything. Mm-hmm. And that's the bad thing about his age now. He's learned how to get on top of everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he drives me nuts.
Well, we took Escher for his last booster shot yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And all the way over in Loosedale, Mississippi, it's a Singing River. It's a fine veterinary
Probably
clinic.
Closer to, for you.
It,
or just
yeah.
as close.
Yeah, just as close as any, you know, of the other veterinarians there. And a lot cheaper than anyone in Mobile County.
Either one of y'all want a free shrimp basket coupon that's on the paper this morning?
No,
thank you.
I'm fine.
Oh, it's one free with the purchase of two beverages.
That sounds like something you'd be interested in, Charlie.
Well, you know, when the free coupon has three different conditions that you have to meet to get something, I don't fool with it.
That's too much work for me.
One specialty dish, platter, or basket, and get one free with a purchase of two beverages. Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and Monday's Columbus Day.
Mm, oh, or as we have it marked on our calendar at home, something about slaughtering the Indigenous People Day. I have a ex-girlfriend, still a good friend, who's Native American, and every year on Columbus Day, I would send her a private message and said, "Happy, sorry, we stole your country day."
Well, the thing is, Columbus never even landed in the U.S. So
no,
nor did he land in the.
Have you ever read the?
He discover anything? He had a map that had North America on it.
Well, there was,
he knew where he was going.
The Caribbean's the closest he ever got, and so
no. And I think his third voyage was Georgia, I believe, or South Carolina, that area.
Because the Vikings have been planting grapes in Maine, and
the Welsh, the Welsh were in Mobile Bay in the 1100s.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating the.
Congratulations, Columbus! You were the 19th person to discover America.
He did have an interesting diary, though.
I'm sure he was.
I thought we were saluting that city in Ohio. I'm sorry.
I thought it was that clothing.
Yeah,
oh, that's Columbia.
Every year, everyone gets together and goes, "Congratulations, Columbus! You're not Cleveland."
That's right. Cleveland rocks.
Well, I've been a little happier for Cleveland this year than.
They still have a losing season.
I know.
Baker Mayfield is considered the 31st best quarterback in the NFL.
And that's not saying a whole lot,
teams, yeah.
Considering.
And he's got Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. It's Mayfield is not.
It's a dumpster fire every weekend there. I know.
Oh, no, could be like some other places.
I guess
Illinois is terrible. Illinois is horrible. University of Illinois.
Oh,
yeah. And yet Michigan still managed to barely beat them and give up 25 points to a team that hadn't scored 25 all year.
Oh, the shocker.
Oh, South Carolina, Georgia.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe when I saw the score. I go, whoa.
Makes you wonder what Fromm had three interceptions.
Have a bad day.
Yeah,
have a bad day. Just ask Auburn, huh?
The Golden Eagles.
We didn't have a bad day yesterday. We had a great day.
I know.
we still played a team tougher yesterday than y'all did in your first five games.
It's getting tough for Alabama right now.
Yeah.
It starts getting tough now.
About time.
But
you need to go to a game in College Station. We both do. They need to invite us down to the press box so we can experience this 12th man atmosphere that they say is the best game day atmosphere in all of college football because it'll be brisket.
Did you see?
Yeah, I was going to say it'd be brisket. Texas-style barbecue.
Hey, did you see the video of the one guy?
Nope, I worked.
In the middle of all that, it's like this caption was, "Hey, I only got one ticket, but it's sitting in the rivals section." Mm-hmm. And so there's this one guy with an Alabama jersey on, Alabama hat, sitting right in the middle of
How
all
can
that.
Can you tell? Your uniforms look exactly the same.
They have camouflage. This is the military guys that have the camouflage on. And so there's this one guy that's hilarious to watch him in the middle, and they're all swaying back and forth, and he's just standing there with his arms crossed. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You had to be there.
Yeah. I wasn't. I was working.
Okay. How's work going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Paycheck goes through every week. That's the good thing. we're planning the next wine dinner.
Oh, cool.
As you've seen a sample of the menu so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you with those wine pairings?
Right
where you are.
To send them to, huh?
Right where you are with that top 10 restaurant on the Gulf Coast list I asked you for in 2014?
Maybe it'll be slow enough this afternoon I can send it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you try? Maybe. No. We got a minute left before the first break. When we come back, you want to talk about some new wines that have you excited on the market right now?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, because we're getting into that season, man.
Well, this is when
the holidays are coming up.
The more flavorful wines this time of year.
We got about 2 weeks, older. And the first holiday of the season is here, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And runs through New Year's. Well, actually, through the in this state, runs through the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's get some wine recommendations going on when you come back.
Here. That sounds like a good idea.
Plus, I want to find out what's all this mystery about pumpkin spice this and that. And
I don't know. If there's not much pumpkin in any of it.
Yeah, well, that's the other question.
All right, folks, get to us on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line at 343-0106.
Or call
if you want to. We ain't got the headphones working this morning. They may not hear you on the Facebook Live, but we'll hear you on the radio. And, Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles. We're headed
that may
time.
Be on your list.
Don Ho.
We'll see. Who?
Tiny Bubbles. And wine.
In the wine.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Lauren Murphy, singer-songwriter, based out of Fairhope, Alabama. My website is laurenmurphymusic.com. I play with a local band called The Psychedelics, and you can check me out and come hang with us soon. You are listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
She's such a hoot. I love her.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Emily Stuckey and... I need to have a big chick fest of all the female.
Yeah.
Hannah
that's
McFarlane,
not sexist at all, Mike.
Hannah McFarlane. And, I mean, just have them all performing, you know, up on
Yo
stage.
Yo Jonesy.
Yeah. Get all the women in
ladies.
Mobile. Ladies.
Ladies of music.
In our area that are musicians. And,
Ruthie Harper.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She makes her debut at the Listening Room in another month.
Okay.
Awesome. As a headliner.
Hey, Stu, I want to thank our sponsors.
We'll do it.
Bob's Downtown Diner.
Love the Bailey's Heaven. Breakfast.
Have you had it?
No. I have. I love steak. Steak and eggs is the most luxurious breakfast there is.
It's the creme de la creme.
Yeah, of breakfast food.
That's it.
That and cold pepperoni pizza.
And ducky sauce that he puts on the pancake. Folks, they got pancakes there.
Panda cakes.
And... I fussed and fussed. Man, I want pigs in a blanket, but they are going to give them to me. But they did name a breakfast item after me. So, And we want to thank Hall's Sausage.
Yep. Saw Hall's Thursday on Studio 10 with our
wasn't
good buddy
great?
Weston Simpson.
I saw it. It was great.
Yeah, slinging a little hash for the folks on Studio 10.
He did a good job, too.
Always does. Always does.
Looked like he's done that before.
He looks like a model.
He does that.
Yeah. He was selected to the 25 most beautiful people in Mobile last year. He's a good-looking guy. He looks like an actor.
He is.
He's got that whole Clark Gable look going.
That hair, except he's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Who knows what color Clark Gable's hair was? It was
originally,
black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It was black and white movies.
Well, it was a dark color.
It was dark blonde.
Maybe
more
Robert
Redford.
Days.
Maybe
I'm old
more
enough.
Robert Redford.
I'm old enough to remember those days.
You're old enough to remember when the world was black and white and God hadn't invented color yet.
Well, that's right after Charlie. Right after Charlie.
Well, I have a genuine question for both of you.
Yeah.
Did you freak out the first time you went to the movie theater and this movie called Wizard of Oz came on and all of a sudden there was color? Did y'all lose it?
I remember that distinctly, and I think we saw it in a drive-in theater of all places.
I saw it when I lived,
and the whole audience just went, "Ah!" Oh.
Well, when I was coming up, it was on TV, and everybody held their calls.
On the channel.
It came on once a year.
Yeah, March.
Come on once a year. And,
still does, by the way.
And
it's just more
the first time it came on, we didn't have a color TV yet, so I didn't know.
Yeah, you lost the effect, didn't you?
Yeah. But I was living in Pritchard, Alabama when it Pritchard, Alabama.
Were you near the yacht club?
There. No, the yacht club hadn't been created yet.
Oh, okay.
Because the internet hadn't been created. But I had a lot of great memories of living in Pritchard growing up.
Was there a reason you brought up the color movie?
No, I was just genuinely concerned or interested. I watched some documentaries on it
over the week.
I just thought y'all would be from a generation that.
Well, let me tell you this. I remember last week, Carol, what's her name?
Who could you remember last week?
This black actress, she passed away last week, and she was the first one to ever have her own show. First person of color to ever have her own show. Mm-hmm. On TV, and that was the first show I ever seen in color, because we just bought a color TV, and a lot of shows were still in black and white.
Right.
And what was her name? Carol. Anyway, she was on a couple different channels, and you always had on Pretty
Lady.
On Mannix, yes, yeah, she was. Mannix, remember Mannix? And
oh,
he
oh,
had
sure.
Peggy, his secretary, mm-hmm. and she kind of played a support role.
All I remember from Mannix was the opening scene of some kind of panoramic camera on an interstate, mm-hmm. just going up under overpasses, and never understood what was going on. But later in life, we drove down the interstate where they did it, and I'm like, wow, this is weird. I know he was like a cop or a private detective or something.
He was a private detective, yeah.
Yeah. Harold did not miss that.
TV had a parallel to The Wizard of Oz, and that was Bonanza. And it started in black and white with the four mm-hmm. guys riding their horses into the camera.
I just got a text.
And then the fire comes mm-hmm. along, and it all is in color.
I just got a text that it was Diane Carroll.
Diane Carroll.
Yeah. And I used to watch that show. She was a very pretty pretty lady. Pretty lady.
Beautiful woman. And very talented.
Why did you ask about
I just told you that I watched some documentaries, and I was curious mm-hmm. genuinely as to what your reaction was first time
I
you saw
I loved everything,
the
especially thing. Detective shows in black mm-hmm. and white. And yeah, that was a
High Noon did not stand up when it was colorized.
You know, it didn't have much of appeal. It was hard to watch
Galloping
Gourmet. Yeah. And Justin Wilson in black and white because you couldn't get the full effect of the color of the food, you know. And Julia Childs, mm-hmm. you know. Those all used to be on all the time, those mm-hmm. cooking shows.
They still are. Create TV.
Yeah, I watch that all the time, yeah. Sure.
Lately, I've been getting into World War II in color, which is an old series.
Mm-hmm.
But
HBO
they took
did,
those
I believe.
Black and white combat films, and they had to – And I guess they had to do it frame by frame, colorize them. And by and large, did a pretty good job, I think.
But you know, what were we talking about? Why would you bring this up?
Yeah.
I have told you 5 times since we've been sitting here, I watched documentaries and wanted to know what your opinion was.
Oh, okay.
What we want to know is what were you eating while you watched the documentary? Or cooking.
Chicken
wings. Well, somebody else on the our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line said Diane Carroll. Yeah, she was a real pretty woman.
Mm-hmm. Talented.
Very
woman.
Talented. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you had to have that.
Yeah,
you know, you needed that. So, did we drive near that highway when we were out there?
I doubt it.
Because we spent most of our time in Beverly Hills and Hollywood.
And I didn't go to California when I was a kid.
I'm talking about when we were out there.
I know. But I saw that interstate as a kid, so it could not have been in California because we didn't go to California.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. Thinking about North Dakota, though.
Hey, you've seen one overpass. You've seen them all.
Yeah. They're overrated.
Yeah. We may be venturing up way north come mm-hmm. Thanksgiving time.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
Ask me. You're supposed to be telling us wines, and you're just skipping
North
the whole thing.
North Carolina, you know.
I said North Dakota.
North Dakota, boy, that's middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of nowhere. But
it's go to the middle of nowhere and then hang a right.
Between mm-hmm. Montana and
so if you see Canada, you went 5 minutes too far.
Okay. So do they celebrate? Are you going up there for Thanksgiving?
Thinking about it, yeah.
I wonder if they celebrate it traditionally like we do.
Well, we don't celebrate it traditionally. Nobody does. There's no turkey and dressing at the original Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was duck and lobster.
Was there a Gewürztraminer?
I doubt it.
This is what I love about the cooler weather coming in. Because mm-hmm. this is to get the time for more savory meals, more seasoned, spicy meals.
Mm-hmm. And particularly, this sounds like a tease, doesn't it, Charlie?
Particularly the wines.
Kind of.
Particularly the wines that go with it. Let me tell you what, folks. White Claw does not go
with anything.
With anything.
Yeah.
And so.
What is White Claw?
You don't want to know.
Is that a brand name?
It's a frat boy drink.
It's a frat boy bun.
Man bun.
Man bun drink. Yeah.
Is it kind of like Sterno?
You got to wear tight pants.
No, Sterno is far more manly.
Tight pants. Yeah. It's like a watered down. All the ice is melted in your mixed drink.
In your vodka tonic.
And then anything like soda or whatever you may have
and
had
then
in
they
there,
spray some perfume in it.
The carbonation's gone, and then you walk by an hour or two later and take a sip out of it.
So how did you all hear about this?
Oh, it's all a over. Huge it's everything.
It's just like all the millennials that were like, ooh, let's go do shots of Fireball. You can't do shots of Fireball. It's not a liquor.
No.
It's 40% alcohol. Ooh, let's go do an aperitif. Because that's what you're doing. You're doing a cordial. Mm-hmm. For it to be a shot, it must be 80 proof or stronger.
But everybody has to learn by practice.
Yeah. Fireball is not something that you drink. It's something you put in something. Right. That is a drink already.
The first time I ever had it, the Walker boys, or I call them Walker boys, brothers. They were in the chili cook-off, and they were doing sweet tea and Fireball, and it was cold and wet that day, and it was perfect for that day. I had about eight. had about
a lot
eight
of people.
Them.
Will
and you came
drop
in the next morning and did a show, right?
This was before the show days.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will drop the shot glass into their apple cider. Got a problem with going into a bar and ordering fruit cider, too.
Mm-hmm.
That just stay at home and drink your apple juice.
Or get hard cider.
Well, that's what it is. It's hard cider. Just got a problem with it.
Yeah, hard seltzers, hard ciders.
343-0106 is the Callahan Social Text Line.
And you're welcome on the phone, too.
Yeah,
please give us a call.
Maybe
if
not.
You got any questions,
quit
we're going to talk about
please,
wine.
Mike.
But keep it down. Mike's trying to sleep.
So can ever raise, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
And he knows.
And he would know.
Yeah,
yes.
He would know. So you were going. We were telling us, we were talking wine, and you were going to tell us about a friend of yours getting ready to open a
restaurant. I've got a friend.
And trying to select wines for the season.
Yeah, we're coming up. A friend of mine is about to open a restaurant. It's going to open Thursday night in Daphne, downtown Daphne. It's called Kitchen on Main.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a Cordon Bleu trained chef. Her name is Dorothy. And we've got a soft opening coming up this week. And then Thursday night is the first day of business. And it's been an interesting trail for her to go through all the wines that there are available out there. There's only like 11 distributors in this town or in the state of Alabama. And to be able to, that's a lot of wine pairing. I also have a friend who's opening up a wine bar in Owa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been posting every day. He's been meeting with all the different distributors.
Right.
And it can be overwhelming. It can really be overwhelming. So what I love about what Dorothy's going to do, her menu's going to change as the seasons change.
Right.
She's going to get as much local things that are in season. But you can't do everything, but
right.
You know, she can do a good bit of it, like our friend Chris does at Noble South.
Right.
But just picking the wines out is an adventure for these people. And your palate can grow real tired and you know, especially if you had a lot of white wines. Because of the acidicness of the white wines.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be overwhelmed because of, you know, Chenin Blanc and Sauvignon Blanc and
Fumé
Viognier and Fumé Blanc and
Brian LeBlanc,
and then all the different hundreds of different styles of Chardonnay, you know, that can be overwhelming on your palate and just kill your palate. So, I've sat in with her a little bit and we've gone over some of the wines and I think what I'm seeing right now in the wine trend, well, one thing I'm seeing, wine sales down.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talked about a while ago with the White Claw and things, those are actually hurting beer and wine sales.
Well, but they'll fade out of existence in another.
Yeah, they will. They'll be gone. They'll be gone by summertime. Nobody will know what they are anymore.
Yeah.
They'll be back on the Zima trail. All right, we got to reinvent another Zima in about a decade. So, but it's been interesting to. See who out there knows about wine, who doesn't know about wine, especially with the sales force. But that's how you learn. But let's take this call real quick, and we'll go back to our subject.
Yeah, because this is a topic that we have not brought up yet.
Okay.
Let's go to Ben and talking about.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Something going on in Gulf Shores.
Ben?
Ben, are you there? Well, you should be on.
Hello.
I'm not hearing anything.
All right. Call back, Ben. Let's disconnect him and he can call back. But
okay, I know the phone's working.
Back to what you were saying.
We're getting into the time of the year where wine matters to me the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we got all the holiday seasons coming up. Well, the first holiday, as you mentioned, is Halloween.
Right.
And believe it or not, folks, there are actually wines that they pair with Halloween candy. And I'm going to go over a few.
Including candy corn, the greatest Halloween candy of all time.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's a candy corn.
Snickers
wine.
And all that. But all right, folks, here it is. Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
Twizzlers. I mean, it's like licorice to me. It is licorice, I guess. Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. How about that? Snickers. Everybody gets Snickers.
Snickers.
Everybody gets Snickers in their bags.
Right.
And champagne. Who would have thought? Champagne.
Well, it's the champagne of candy bars.
Yeah. Gummy bears. I wonder if this works with CBD gummy bears.
Mm.
Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Dark chocolate Kit Kats. I would think Kit Kats, period. Cabernet Sauvignon. I used to set the Firehouse Wine Bar with dark chocolate candy, Hershey dark chocolate candy bar, mm-hmm. and a glass of Cabernet. I used to sit there at night doing that. Mm. Great food and wine marriage.
And you turned out all right.
I did. Now, I never would have thought about this. Butterfingers and Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm. Both buttery.
But, Stu,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this one to you. Guess what goes with candy corn?
Everything.
Everything. Not everything,
everything
goes with it. No, not
Jägermeister.
Everything. Jägermeister. No. And it's not Fireball either.
Riesling,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Which some people call Riesling, but it's not Riesling, yeah, it's Riesling. All right, Ben, he's back. Let's see if we can get him on the line here. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great.
Good. What can we talk to you about this morning? What do you want to bring up?
Well, the end of the Shrimp Festival, and that's today, of course, and mm-hmm. a couple little tidbits.
Good crowd down there this weekend?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I don't think it's a record crowd, but there's, you know, a lot of people showing up.
Good.
I've lived like three blocks from it for 15 years, so I've kind of watched the cycles.
That's like, I live down in the middle of Mardi Gras, and I watch it.
Oh, boy.
You know? So anyway, but anyway.
I grew up in Mobile when I was a kid. I used to run around between those parades and slap the side of people's cars and act like they ran over my foot. And it was fun.
So did you get to the festival?
Of course, you see, yeah, like I say, it's a short bike ride, and I went over there, and it was all pretty much like it usually is. I went over and heard the David Jones Band, and I've been busy, too. I play music in restaurants, mostly solo, and so I've been busy with that and didn't go as much this year as I usually do.
Oh, okay. Believe it or not, last year was the first time I've ever been to Shrimp Fest.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
And
is there an admission price?
No, you just walk in. It's all put on by whatever the locals. I'll tell you, the money behind it, I think, is mostly car lots and real estate companies.
It doesn't matter as long as they put it on.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
Well, I think they used to close the streets off when for the longest time, and now they've got it all along the boardwalk there and there by the hangout.
They've done that. The boardwalk's beautiful, and I'm over there every day on my bicycle, but it's a little too Miami for me, really, but I'm not going to complain because it's an improvement.
Well, that and, like, Gulfport and Biloxi and all those Bay St. Louis, they're all taking advantage of their waterfronts, unlike some cities I live in. Everybody's taking care of their waterfront. You know, the Spanish Fort's got a plan to take care of the causeway, putting a walking trail and a pier and all that along the causeway so people can have access to the waterfront.
Thanks for that.
Unlike
PT
Mobile.
Money.
So, All right, well, Ben. Well, we appreciate you, Ben.
We got bike trails like thousands of miles of them here.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, they're all over. You can get on one in Daphne and make it all the way to Gulf Shores these days, and further. So that's awesome. That's a good quality of life to be able to do that.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I'm retired down here. Been here 15 years, and I'm not going anywhere but maybe Hawaii or Paris or something, but just for a couple of weeks.
All right, buddy. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you.
Okay, thanks.
And by the way, another event that's ending is in Pensacola. It's Greek Fest.
Oh, okay.
They're a week ahead of ours, I think.
A couple of weeks, I guess. I ain't even heard them advertise ours yet.
And you may not.
The fair's getting ready to start.
That's right.
John from Fish River. How are you doing this morning, John?
Well, I'm alive. I'm here reporting on the scene, what I had, what I did. Got to tell you something that my brother fixed up last night while watching the ball game. He took some mango and cubed them up into small pieces, came up with some sea salt, a little drizzling of sea salt, and then a drizzling of lime across the top of it. Man, I tell you, I don't know that I've ever had a fruit that tastes that good. It was unbelievable. So simple. And I said, you know, I'd serve this at any function. This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Really is. And got to tell you about a place I had a soup from this week in Birmingham. I'll be spending a lot of time up there back and forth.
Right.
But
right.
There was a tomato and basil bisque. This was unbelievable. It came from a place called Jim's Italian Restaurant toward the Alabaster area. And I've never had a soup, a tomato soup, that was just that so flavorful and had so many little chunks of tomato and onion. And the basil was just perfect, perfect. And I'd like to find a place down here I can get that.
Well, 219, Todd Henson at 219, he does a really good soup, tomato and basil soup. And it's so simple. It's just really simple. And it's very flavorful.
Get that simple recipe.
Well, yeah, next time you're back in Mobile, y'all just stop by there and get some. Maybe he'll give you the recipe.
I'm here right now. Where's he at in Mobile?
He's not open on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But he's not open on Sundays. But
bad deal for me.
But he's open Monday through Friday, but he's got a great basil and tomato recipe. He really does.
Found a radio talk show up there on 99.5. It's a comes on a Saturday between 5 and 6. It's about food.
Okay.
And I was hoping to catch that. I heard a promo on it, and that's all. There's no wine, just food and restaurants. That's it.
Wow. Well, we may have started something, Stu.
I kind of think maybe you guys did start something. You've been at this, what, going on 7 years now?
Six and a half, yeah.
Six and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working toward that number 7.
There
good
you
luck
go.
Number.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to it, okay?
All right, man. We're praying for you, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, Baba yes, Kanoosh
now.
Yes, Baba Kanoosh. So, anyway, well, folks, we got to go on a break. 343-0106 is our Callahan's Social Irish Social Club text and
you
phone line
number.
You
sound like you've been there.
Like this morning.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Listen to Phil back there laughing.
Quit cackling in your cave, Phil. Quit cackling in your cave.
Anyway, we got one more segment, and maybe we can finish this up on holiday wines.
A bottle of whites. Bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
We get some action up there on our Irish Social Club.
A little bit.
Text line.
A little bit.
Anything we can share?
Poor old Marty. I mean, a good old Marty. Mm. Love her. She's going to be in town in a couple of weeks.
Oyster.
The oyster cook-off down in Orange Beach. But we want to thank our sponsors again. Bob's Downtown Diner.
Been there.
Corner of Have you Fat been there Habit. Yet? I'll probably go there this morning.
Bottomless Mimosas part
there
of the
you.
Day.
Well, I can't do that. Mm. I can't do that. I'm laying off those things for a while.
Oh.
The acid reflux. Yeah, it's not pretty. But and then Hall Sausage. Mm-hmm. Great family. I love that family.
Yeah.
That whole family is just something.
They're terrific.
They're just a super, super.
And they
locally
do
Andouille,
too. Right? Mm-hmm.
They do Andouille. But anyway.
You was talking about wine.
We were talking about wine. And I wanted to mention, too, our buddy Roy, mm-hmm. Butch Cassidy's is heading out to Dallas this Tuesday, I think he said, for the World Food Championship. And he said there's 25 teams from Alabama going out there. So I wish them all luck. Hope mm-hmm. somebody brings mm-hmm. some money back.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Somebody I know.
Yeah.
Hope somebody we know could bring some money back.
Yep.
Some pride of, to the state and to our town. So
more importantly, bring us back brisket. Roy,
yeah, bring us some brisket.
Chris, all y'all that's out there, bring us back some brisket.
You know, there's probably only a few places that make really good brisket mm-hmm. in our area, but that's another show. That's another time, another show.
I will tell you, the first time I ever had real Texas brisket,
mm-hmm.
yesterday probably would have been the anniversary of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was at the 2004 Red River Rivalry game between Oklahoma and Texas in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about to go in the stadium starving, and my belly was full of nothing but Bacardi 151 shots that I did with the bartender
mm-hmm.
at 9 in the morning. You'd have been proud. And there was a fella right outside the bar we were at selling brisket sandwiches. So I said, let me give this Texas brisket a try. I hear so much. I can't imagine anything being better than pork ribs. And I was wrong. Texas brisket is the pinnacle of barbecue. There's nothing in barbecue that gets better to me.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I love all barbecue. And when I go to Carolina, I don't want brisket. I want whole hog.
Yeah.
And when I go to Kansas City, I don't want whole hog. I want burnt ends. When mm-hmm. I go to Memphis, I don't want burnt ends. I want ribs. I want what they're famous for. But Texas brisket, to me, is the pinnacle of barbecue. Nothing gets better than that.
And, you know, I've had people from Texas come here, and they judge mm-hmm. our barbecue against brisket. And that's just not
right.
That's just not
our ribs
right.
blow their ribs away. You know, and there are two other things that Texans take very seriously with their barbecue that doesn't get talked about. They all smoke their own sausage,
mm-hmm.
and they're grated on it, and they all do smoke turkey.
You're right.
It is phenomenal turkey. The sausage is usually beef, but sometimes pecan beef.
I saw a show yesterday mm-hmm. On the Create Channel about smoking turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would much rather have smoked turkey than smoked chicken.
I think I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you there.
If you just accept the wings.
You know what?
Smoked wings are good.
What would you put with that? What wine would you pair with that?
With smoked turkey?
Let's see. I'd probably do a light Pinot Noir from California.
Not the Oregon or French style.
But
Fairhope 51.
A beer?
Yeah.
Really?
I would most often do beer with most things. Hmm. I like red wine with love it with a good steak.
No, but when you're eating a steak, you're eating something big and heavy, and you need something big and heavy to go with it. But
the other thing I like with steak is scotch.
But see, there are things like Beaujolais, mm-hmm. we're coming into
Beaujolais. And I love Beaujolais Nouveau. I know you're not a big fan, but I think
that's the
finest example of Beaujolais out there to me.
Just so you know, folks, Beaujolais Nouveau does age well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. That's just a competition they have in Beaujolais about getting the wine out there fast. It does age well. It's been proven.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to buy one. I'd buy two, put one back
mm-hmm.
to drink 3 years from now, and then drink one now. And then pull one from 3 years ago out
mm-hmm.
and compare it with it. Beaujolais does. Don't listen to that. That stuff they tell you.
Yeah.
It does age well. And George DeBuff proved it at the Spotted Giraffe a long time ago in New York. But yeah, smoked turkey, I would put a light Pinot Noir, not an Oregon Pinot Noir, but a California.
So you're actually going light. Red with turkey, huh?
Bucking the trend? A light Pinot Noir or a Beaujolais because they're light.
Well, if it's smoked turkey, I'm probably going to do a real smoky Fumé Blanc or...
You could do that, yeah.
Or Sauvignon Blanc if it's good and smoky.
I think it's too bright.
You're the expert.
For that. Too bright for that. I would do
something neither one of us has ever been accused of.
being bright.
Too bright.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
What does that say up there?
I don't know. the screen is in front of you, not me, man. I'm looking at it from a 50.
You gotta have better normal vision. Got to read that up there. I don't know if I can blow that up or not.
Well, it's a little late to be trying. There's no telling what you would do if you clicked a button on here.
But I love this time of year.
The last computer that you were good at was the Abacus. Phil got it.
It was the Apple Abacus.
No. The Abacus itself, the little thing, rod with all the little marbles that you move up and down. That was the last computer Mike mastered. He got a solar calculator, just threw it up in the air, walked off.
Why is everybody picking on me? But anyway, I just love this time of year. We're getting into the really good wine drinking season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. I'm giddy.
Because Cabernet Sauvignon is my winter drink.
Okay.
It warms me up.
Jack and Coke's fine, too.
Yeah. Whiskey is always a good decision.
Well, it's my Mardi Gras drink.
But
I didn't used to drink it until I met somebody.
About this Washington, I think it was a Cabernet, had the blackberry notes.
Oh, that was the Seven Falls.
Yeah, I need to try that one.
Really good. And, you know, Washington State is a lot of their style is Bordeaux-ish now. They're really getting into the Bordeaux style. Oregon's really works on Burgundy and the Alsatian region of France. Washington State is killing it with Merlots right now. I mean, they're producing great. I predict, and I've said this, been saying this for almost a year now, Merlot's going to be hot again.
Yeah.
Merlots are going to be hot again. They're juicy.
Everything old is new again.
That's right. That's right. So, well, folks, we got to go. Get out there and tip your service.
Man, tip your wine people.
People suck at tipping in this town. They really do suck at tipping in this town. It's not a city in China. Support local, be local, buy local. Tip your service well.
Servers earn your tip. Tips.
Yes.
Get and the order right.
And go buy you some Riesling for your candy corn.
Riesling for your candy corn. Mike, get off your soapbox and say the magic word.
Provolone.
Provolone.
Provolone.